You're listening to OWW Radio,
the official radio show of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com.
All right, so here we are, living it day by day. You are a superstar, and that's what she used to always say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of OWW Radio. This is the official radio program of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Each week, OWW Radio will bring perspective to the WWE, TNA, and everything else making news in the world of professional wrestling. My name is David, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Gremlina, one of the original Glow Girls. The Glow Girls are going through a nice renaissance of sorts, highlighted by a recent documentary, and I'm looking forward to talking with Gremlina and hearing more about her experience in professional wrestling. Hello, Gremlina. This is David with OWW Radio. How are you this evening?
Doing just fine, David, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me.
Not a problem.
Now, you currently reside in Richmond, Virginia. Is this where you're from?
Yes. I'm a native Richmonder.
Well, I live about 2 hours north of you. I know Virginia has changed a lot over the years. What made you decide to actually settle in Richmond?
Well, it was home. I came back for my family, and that's about it. I've been in Richmond most of my life, except for the brief time I lived in Vegas to do Blow, and the brief time before that when I lived in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about the time you were in Vegas. Vegas certainly a lot different than Virginia, and a little bit of a shock, I imagine, to actually move out to Vegas to be part of this new show they were starting called GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. What made you decide to audition? How did you even hear about the audition?
I came in season 3, so I had seen it on TV. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I've been a fan of wrestling since I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, NWA, stuff like that. And then when I moved to New York, I was introduced to the WWF. I've always been a fan of wrestling. It's just been there. And I was watching Saturday Afternoon Wrestling, and I was watching GLOW, and they had an advertisement that if you had a friend, wife, daughter, aunt, cousin that wanted to be a Glow Girl, call this number at the Riviera Hotel. So a friend of mine called and set up the audition, and I rode with her. They had them in Commerce, Georgia on the East Coast at that time.
Oh, okay.
And we drove down from Maryland, where she lived, all the way to Commerce, Georgia for the audition.
Well, it's interesting. You say you were a WWF fan at the time, also watching GLOW, two really different products, because there weren't a lot of women featured in WWF at the time.
Exactly. To be honest, it blew me away, because here are these, let's face it, beautiful, strong, empowered women kicking butt in what is a man's world.
Yeah.
And I was just, some of the ones that blew me away from season one were like Ashley Cartier, Hollywood. I was just amazed at the athleticism, the intelligence, the talent I was seeing. Because, no offense, some of these women were almost as good, if not better, than some of the men.
Yeah, well, Gremlina, though, what made you think you could do this? Were you athletic growing up? Did you play sports?
No, actually, I was more into reading and photography, and I was if I had thought of myself doing anything in wrestling, it was to report about it, work for a wrestling magazine, or maybe, if I got lucky, maybe a ballet part, because Miss Elizabeth was around, of course, Woman, and Sensational Sherry, and, there was so few female things, and then here you go, and here's GLOW. So, and I honestly didn't go down to audition, to be truthful. I went down to support my friend.
Wow.
And I have a bit of an attitude, I guess, because I flipped the head writer and the producer off.
What?
I told them they were number one in a very, with a gesture, you could say.
Right, right. And because you were so friendly, they decided we have to have her.
Well, you got to understand, I'm 4'8.5" tall. I'm not average female height.
Right.
And I'm definitely not female wrestling height. And when I went to the audition, here I am. I've been driving all night. I'm in a T-shirt. I'm in a Hot Rod T-shirt, of all things, and jeans, and I flipped the writer off. So I guess they saw something unique and said, wait a minute. How would you like to do the show? And the rest is history, I guess.
I mean, that's an incredible story, and as you talk about it, as you look back on it, isn't it remarkable? I mean, it's incredible how this all worked out for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess it was the old thing, right place, right time,
Now, I love the fact that GLOW was started in part by Jackie Stallone. Did you ever meet her?
Well, it was not actually started by Jackie Stallone. She was basically brought in as a name to draw attention to the product.
Oh, okay, I got it.
As you know, in the 80s, Sylvester Stallone was a huge action hero.
Sure.
And it was actually the brainchild of David McLean and Matt Simber and our writer Steve Glantz. And even the writer had to answer an ad and, try out. And the backing came from the owner of the Riviera Hotel, Menachem Rickless, who was Pia Zadora's husband.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and Matt Simber being a big, at that point, Matt had only done Hollywood movies. And I guess he had a vision, David McLean had a vision, and GLOW just happened. But yes, I have met Jackie. She was there at several of the tapings.
Did you ever meet Sylvester Stallone? I probably should ask you that.
Actually, no. I did meet his son, Sage, because Sage would come there with his grandma on a few occasions.
Okay. So this is a remarkable story, though. You go to this audition really to support your friend. Next thing you know, you are being, considered for GLOW. So at that point, did they move you out to Las Vegas for a formal audition, or did you know by the time you moved to Las Vegas you were going to be a part of the cast?
Well, how it happened was there were several phone calls back and forth, and basically it was fly out to Vegas, we're putting you up, training and further cuts will be made. So here I am. I flew out to Vegas, and the first time I met the GLOW girls was in the clubhouse at the apartments they had put us up in, because they had moved us out of the Riviera at that time.
Oh, okay, so, right, because originally all the girls were in the Riviera, which had its pluses and minuses, but that wasn't where they put you.
No, the season I worked, we had our own location, our own building, which we did all our training and filming in, and we lived in apartments that was about 2.5-3 blocks from the training center.
How did you become Gremlina? Did you have a lot of input into your character?
Well, like I said, I'm 4'8". And I do have an attitude. I did have a little bit of a, I won't say nasty side, but I do. And I think that I will describe it best when the director told me, "You're Gremlina." I looked at him like he was crazy and said, "What do you mean I'm Gremlina?" He said, "Little people are evil, mean, vicious ankle biters."
I mean, really, was this almost in going along with the movie Gremlins that was popular in the 80s?
Exactly. So when he told me that, I'm like, okay, evil, vicious, ankle biter, small. And it was, it was recommended that I watch Gremlins, and I watched it. And of course, Stripe, the main evil gremlin, because let's face it, my character wasn't the cute, cuddly Mogwai. Stripe was like, okay, I can get into him. He's cool. And I offhandedly made a joke when we were discussing hair and costuming and makeup. I said, so what are you going to do? Give me black hair with a white stripe? I said, I look like a skunk.
Right.
And I said, you know, if you're going to do something like that, maybe you should give me blonde hair with a black stripe. Hence my hair.
Hey, by the way, I've met you several times at the CAC Cauliflower Alley Club reunions out in Las Vegas. You are neither you are neither evil or vicious, so just setting the record straight.
Well, there's some people that would dispute that at ringside, but, you know, okay. And yeah. Actually, funny story, my husband had never seen Glow, wasn't a wrestling fan at all. And I had gotten a hold of some footage of one of my matches. And there's a scene where I'm talking to the ring announcer, and he takes the mic, and I put my fist on my hip and stomp my foot. My husband looked at me, and he goes, if I didn't know before, I would know you anywhere right there. So evidently, a little bit of me does come out in it.
Now, I know that a lot of the GLOW performers initially were actresses, models, dancers, etc., hoping to get into show business through wrestling. For yourself, how quickly did you pick up the actual moves, the training? Did it come naturally to you?
Well, I was and currently am an accountant. I had no acting or athletic training whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
In school, I really wasn't a gymnast. I wasn't on any sports teams. I did roller skate. That's about the only thing I did. I guess you could say athletically was I did competition roller skating. And that was a lot of dance skating. You know, it was at that point when I was skating, it was the late 70s, you know, disco, roller skating, movies were popular.
Sure.
But I went just because, like I said, it was a fluke. I adored wrestling, and the only knowledge I had of wrestling is what I saw on TV, what the guys were doing. So as far as picking it up, I know a few holds. There's a couple of things I could do, you know, because of my size. I really wasn't a brute strength. I couldn't pick up anybody and really slam them. I couldn't really do any big strength moves, so I had to rely a lot on being, I guess you could say, dirty tactics.
Right.
Like, stuff like that.
More of a character performer.
Basically, yes. Grimlina was more of a keeper. The Grimlina-Daisy dynamic, if you've ever read the book of Mice and Men?
Of course, sure.
Well, that's how the writer got the idea for me and Daisy. You know, this big, sweet, dumb, gentle giant, which Daisy is none of that, if you've ever met her, and this small, evil, vicious person calling the shots. So that was how they came up with the dynamic of the Daisy Grimlina character.
Mm-hmm.
And relationship.
Now, I know that Mondo Guerrero trained a lot of the girls. Did you actually train with Mondo?
I trained, in my season, we were trained by Colonel Nunushka.
Okay.
She was the head trainer during season 3 and beyond, and she was fantastic. I mean, no one can take away from Nunushka's abilities, skills, ring presence. I mean, she was a very good wrestler. So she was very good at training us.
Now, everyone remembers Glow, of course, not only for the in-ring action, but for a lot of the over-the-top comedy sketches. How did you like doing those?
Well, unfortunately, like so many wrestlers, I got injured midway through the season. I got injured before we started taping the sketches.
Oh.
But my exit of being dumped in the trash can, the writer and I both worked on that, and we were given a lot of leeway to give input into our characters.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I mean, we wrote, all of us girls basically wrote our own raps, you know, and the writer and producer would make certain changes, a word here, a word there, and they basically laid down the blueprints, but we ladies, the characters we became were us. Were a lot of us, our input, what we thought the character would and wouldn't do. Although the snakeskin spandex was not my idea, but, you know, Gremlins having scales and all, I guess it's the best they could do at that time.
Well, it's interesting that you, though, watched Glow on television. Next thing you know, you're in Las Vegas, part of the cast. How different was it for you being on the other side of the camera, you know, being actually part of the show?
It was amazing because here I am. I have to say, in wrestling terms, when I met Mel Fiji in Hollywood, I marked out a bit in the Nishka. I'll be blunt. I marked out a bit because, like you said, I had watched these ladies on TV. And it was a little bit of a shock.
Yeah.
And back to my first match, which we didn't televise, I guess you say it was our dry run card, was in Laughlin, Nevada at a casino. And I was scared to death. I did not want to go out there. And here's a role reversal. Daisy shoved me and said, "You're going out there." And it was weird. The minute I walked through the curtain and the crowd reacted to how I looked and stuff like that, it just said it. And it just went from there.
So when you, Gremlina, when you came into Glow, season 3, it was already an established hit. It must have been very exciting for you to be part of a cast working for a show that you knew was already successful.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I didn't know how successful. That came later. I mean, I figured it was big, you know, when you could turn it on, it was on after WWE, or before WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get it. Well, for me, I don't know about the rest of the ladies, I did not see the finished product till after I had left Glow.
Is that right?
6-8 months later when my season aired. So that was kind of a culture, not a culture shock, but it was kind of interesting. Oh, wow, that's how I came across. You know, oh, my God. And it shocked me to see, wow, it really worked. You know, because when you're doing that, it's instinct. When you're out there, you're doing what you have to do. You're watching your partner. You're watching who you're wrestling against. You're watching the moves. Because you do have to watch out for each other.
Right.
Whether you're heel, face, or whatever. Because you're only as good as your opponent or your partner.
Right. By the time you got to Glow, like you had said, they had moved you out of the Riviera. We had Ashley Cartier on before. We had Little Egypt on before. And working and living at the Riviera was quite a challenge. You yourself, though, did not have that dynamic. How was the Riviera, though, in terms of a venue for the wrestling itself?
Well, I never wrestled there. We had a building.
Oh.
By the time I got there, we had, I forget the name of the grocery store chain or whatever. It was this old grocery store warehouse building that they set up to record, to train, It had dressing rooms. And so I never worked out of the Riviera. In fact, my only experience at the Riviera was we got to eat there because they provided our food.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to, we could eat all three meals at the Riviera. We could see a show there. We got a complimentary show every now and then. So that was my experience at the Riviera. I never got to rest in the Riviera.
Oh, interesting. I know that the Glow Girls also went on some worldwide tours once the show really started to take off. Did you yourself go on any of those?
I did participate in one tour. It was in January, February of 1988. We went to Auburn in Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
With Clemson, South Carolina, Greenville and Greensboro, North and South Carolina, Biloxi, Mississippi, Huntsville, Alabama, Lafayette, Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Louisiana, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I think that was it. There may have been one or two more venues down in that area, I forgot. We did basically a real deep South tour.
How were the crowds there?
Well, at first, disappointing because when we hit Clemson, we hit and there was a 17-inch snowfall the night we arrived.
Oh, my.
It was one of the biggest snowfalls in the state of South Carolina in years. So the first couple crowds weren't great because of the weather, but we ended up playing to a couple thousand in other venues as we toured and as the tour progressed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we taped between in front of an audience of 500 to 700, I think it was.
I always thought it was interesting that Glow presented their product in seasons, really, with rotating casts, et cetera. And how did you feel like you got along with all the other girls? Were there inherent jealousies because people did want to look at other options for their careers, or did you feel like everyone got along pretty well?
Well, if you've met the girls.
Mm-hmm.
You've met some of the girls at Cauliflower Alley. We are pretty tight-knit. We're a sorority. We call ourselves Glow Sisters. And that should answer any question about that. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We were a sisterhood. You're living in the same apartment. In season one and two, you're living in the Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
You are working together from 9 in the morning till sometimes 10, 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday.
Well, the reason I ask that question is because as time has progressed and you have a sense of the importance of Glow and you do get the bonding of the sisterhood now, I just wasn't sure if that existed back then when you were going through it because people were still very ambitious.
Oh, yeah, it existed because we were all each other had because a lot of us were away from our families. I mean, I myself was 3,000 miles away from my home.
Yeah.
So to me, this was my family at that point.
How long did you hope to stay a wrestler? Was this something you saw as a full-time career, or was it like, you know, this is great for now, but we'll see what the future holds?
Well, like I said, I was having a blast. I wish I had longer, but I blew out my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I later found out that I have what they call trick knees. So it pretty much told me, you know, you got to rethink things at this point. And at the time, personally, I was involved with a gentleman. He's my ex-husband. And we had to come back east to fight for custody of his son.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a real lot of soul searching when I came off the tour.
Right.
So for me it was professional and personal. I mean, professionally I knew there was only so much longer I could deal with my knee because unlike the rest of the girls, my costume covered a lot, and what it covered that the fans probably don't know was I wrestled 95% of my career in Glow with a knee brace. With a special orthopedic knee brace after I injured my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it was a little hard soul searching. I mean, heck yeah. I would have loved to have gone on and done more skits and maybe went on to do some of the stuff like the other girls did, you know, Married with Children, Family Feud. A couple of them did movies and stuff. Sure, what 20-year-old wouldn't love the limelight? But, you know, like I said, I had some hard decisions, both professionally and personally. And it was tough for me to leave, but I feel it was the right thing at the time. And you can take the girl out the ring, but you can't take the ring out of the girl.
Well, and do you ever go on YouTube or any and watch some of the old episodes or watch some of your old matches?
I have a complete DVD of all my matches, sure.
That's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, although I don't it sort of irritates me because when I hear my voice that I created for Grimlina and my voice that I talk with normally, I wonder how the heck I didn't lose my voice completely. Because if you remember, my character, the best way to describe it, screeched.
Yeah.
Well, that was a combination of the Gremlins and the Wicked Witch of the West.
Do people still recognize you today when you're out and about?
It's kind of funny. When I lived in Vegas, you would think, oh, my God, you were probably mobbed. Because people were coming to the shows that lived in Vegas. But the cool thing is, outside of the ring, I could put a baseball cap on, put my glasses on, because I wore contacts back then, and I looked like a 12-year-old. Like I said, I'm 4'8".
Right.
I could look like a kid. I blended. I was probably one of the least recognized ones.
I'm 6'3". When we stand next to each other, it's a little funny.
Well, Daisy was six. My partner was 6'2".
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm not. It's like my rap says, I'm not what you'd see every day. But it's been kind of funny because, yeah, every now and then I'll have people say, I know you from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I seen you before?
I used to watch the Glow Girls back in the 80s, and I think that today's diva product really owes a lot to the Glow Girls, in that the Glow Girls were not just wrestlers, they were characters, they were entertainers, and you could argue that WWE presents their divas in that same manner. What is your impression or opinion of today's product?
Well, any female that can do what the Glow Girls or the divas do, okay. I personally am not that impressed with the WWE. I really don't watch WWE anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm more into the independent scene now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm old school. Like I said, I started watching wrestling in the 70s. So when I came up and was watching it, I got to see the greats. I got to see the legends, the icons. And I give all props and admiration to the women that paved the way for us Glow Girls. The Susan Sextons, the Wendy Richters, the Fabulous Moolahs, the Leilani Kais, the Ann Caseys.
Yep.
They are the ones who really, I like to put it this way, they opened the door for women in wrestling, and Glow came along and took their sequin boots and stomped it open and kicked it down. But you also have to look at it this way. Glow was not, none of us were cookie cutters.
That's true.
You could sit there and say, okay, model, 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 model. Glow girls were from my size, which was 4'8", to Daisy and Justice, both of those were 6'2", Matilda the Hun, she was massive, Fiji. And you had the Nanushkas, the tall, strong. You had a little bit of everything. We were like a bag. My only issue with today's divas is they all look the same. They have the same look. Sure, they're great characters, they're great athletes, and I know the training and blood, sweat, and tears that goes into it. I have utmost respect for that. But it's too much like you take a cookie cutter stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Glow, let's face it, up until Glow, how many 4'8" accountants could become a female wrestler?
Wow. That's a great point. Grimlina, there were some attempts to revive Glow over the years. Were you involved in any of those efforts?
I did not know David McClain when I came. David and the producer had a difference of the direction they wanted the show to go. So McClain had left, and we had Johnny C for our ring announcer and quote owner.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, I never worked with POW or WOW. And I will be honest. If I'd have known now what I knew, if I knew then what I know now, I probably may not have been so eager to participate in the failed attempt that would happen in Vegas this past April.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. As far as future endeavors with Glow or Glow-like products, if it's done right, if it's done professionally, and in the same vein, with the same enthusiasm, energy, and entertainment value, sure, I'd be a part in a heartbeat.
Well, now, there was a documentary film entitled Glow, The Story of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which was completed in late 2011. Were you involved with that project?
Actually, if you get the chance to see the documentary, which I don't know if they've held multiple screenings across the country.
Right.
Fact is, I was on the question and answer panel and went to two screenings up in New York City, my second home. And I will be hosting the screening at Rhode Island Comic Con in November.
Okay.
It's a wonderful product. It's tastefully done. It's classily done. It's an honest telling of our story. And, yes, I am in it briefly here and there because, unfortunately, when they filmed the reunion footage and the interviews, I was unable to travel out to California to participate in that part. But they do use archive footage. I am in that. They use some still photos. I am in some of those. And I am in the end credits. And, yes, I support that product 100% because the guys that did it did an absolutely outstanding job of telling our story. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry. And you will sit back and go, oh, okay, now I understand. And a lot of questions that you've asked will be answered, like, were there jealousies? What was it like? It's all answered in that documentary. It's so well done.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I heard it is very good. And I wanted to ask you, what have you been doing since you left Glow? What have you been involved in?
Well, let's see. Since I left Glow, I came back to the East Coast. I married, raised my stepson for several years till things happened and my marriage didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on to pursue life and continue just working in a wrestling profession manner as an accountant. I work for state government as an accountant right now. I remarried. I've had my own little adventure in 2004. We had if you've lived in Virginia, you've probably heard about Tropical Storm Gaston.
Right, right.
Well, my story about what happened to me and Gaston was on Storm Stories and ABC Primetime.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trapped in my car in floodwaters.
What? Geez, that's scary.
That was more scary than getting in the ring against it out of Fiji, trust me. And after that, I reconnected. Thank you, social media, Facebook. I reconnected with the girls. In fact, Daisy found me, of all people. And I got on Facebook, started talking to the gals. Then Little Egypt told us about Cauliflower Alley.
Right.
And being that I'm a huge fan, not only a chance to see the girls that I work with again, who I all adore every one of them, I got a chance to hang out with some legends of the sport.
Well, this is a good time. It's a good time to mention the fact that the Cauliflower Alley Club reunions have almost become kind of glow reunions in a sense. The last few years, yeah. And do you plan to keep on attending the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion?
Well, I plan, if money and time constraints from my current job allow, I plan on attending it because it's like y'all advertise, it's a ring of friendship.
Yep.
It's great seeing the legends. It's great interacting with the girls and seeing them again because most of them live out in California in that area. I'm in Virginia, so this is my shot at seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And also in 2010, I got invited by a friend on Facebook to come visit and watch a local independent wrestling group here in Virginia. And I was blown away with these guys' talent, let me tell you. It's Vanguard Championship Wrestling. It's out of the Norfolk area,
okay.
Norfolk Hampton area. Fabulous group of guys. We've had some wonderful events. Paul London has worked with us. Roddy Piper has worked with us. Steve Corino from Ring of Honor. Colt Cabana. And I was just blown away by the talent and the heart, and it gave me that love of wrestling back that I had lost. Because, like I said, I'd pretty much given up watching wrestling in '94.
Okay.
And the head of security for VCW said, "You need to check us out. Come on down. You'll be my guest. We'll set you up a little table if you want to sell photos and, you know, sign autographs. We'll announce you're in there." And I just fell in love, and I developed a friendship with the promoter and stuff. And in 2011, due to much controversy and trickery on my part, I became commissioner of VCW Wrestling. And I enjoyed that. And unfortunately, I'm a little too controversial and get into too much trouble. And they don't like some of my booking decisions. They didn't like some of the ways I booked matches because I'm old school, so to speak. And I'm what you would call a tweener. I'm not one to go around kissing babies and shaking hands, but I'm very approachable to the fans and stuff. I mean, well, you've met me at Cauliflower Alley. I don't mind talking to people. I don't mind shaking hands, posing for pictures, signing pictures, whatever. But there's that part of me when I'm at the ring, I just have to cause trouble.
Well, so really, and you're kind of evil and kind of vicious, half and half almost.
Almost. Well, the rules are simple. Keep them away from bright lights. Never get them wet, and don't feed them after midnight.
You're right. That's exactly right.
Those are the rules.
Well, I like the fact that you mentioned the Cauliflower Alley Club reunions, because it really does seem like that was fun for all of the Glow Girls that were in attendance. This past year, of course, Lisa Moretti was honored with a Women's Wrestling Award, and it seemed like, again, a great time for all of you to reconnect.
Yeah, and I don't think TGI Fridays at the Gold Coast will ever be the same. We can have a table of 20 to 25 Glow Girls there. I currently am managing a wrestler in VCW and looking to manage some more, so I've gotten back involved in the sport that way.
I'm glad to hear that. That's exciting. And tell our listeners where they can find you. Do you have a Facebook page, a Twitter account? Where can we get a hold of you?
Well, I'm very active on Facebook. My Facebook page is Grimlina Globe, and I do have a Twitter I have a Twitter account. It's at Grimlina Globe, and on there I post articles, any appearances I'll be doing, any videotapes of the VCW stuff I do, any photos of the VCW stuff I do are all on my Facebook page. And coming soon to an internet near you, my official website. My husband is designing and building my website right now. And I'm currently working on starting my memoirs.
Oh, very good.
So, and like I said, I'll be going to Rhode Island in November to host the documentary, and anytime I'm asked, if it's affordable and travel range, I usually go to promote the documentary. And anytime I'm asked to do an appearance or a signing, I'm amiable. And of course, like I said, if time and money prevail, you'll probably see me at Cauliflower Alley again this year.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I want to thank you so much for being here on OWW Radio. Grimlina, one of the Glow Girls, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Congratulations on all your accomplishments.
Well, thank you, David, and give my best to everybody at Cauliflower Alley.
You got it. We'll talk to you real soon. Take care.
Okay.
Now, don't forget to check out the OWW website at OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. for the latest news, analysis, and updates from the world of professional wrestling. While you're there, you can also catch up on past episodes of OWW Radio. You can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com to submit topics or questions you would like us to discuss on an upcoming broadcast. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at OWWCOM to get all program updates and announcements. We will also be posting directly to the official OWW Facebook homepage. Thank you again to Grimlina, one of the Glow Girls, for joining us today. It was excellent to have her on the program. Really enjoyed hearing her stories about her experience in professional wrestling. Until next time, I am David. We hope you enjoyed this program. We'll be back soon with another edition of OWW Radio.
All right, well, that's okay.